And he says the highest form of puja is jagat ishti yukta sevanam ashtamurti krit deva pujanam. This jagat is the highest puja. Sarva is the jagat. There is no deity given for this sacrifice. Just think that the jagat is Ishvara. The Ishvara who has taken so many forms. One Ishvara, he has taken all forms. All beings. And lower to that we have seen, which is Jnana Pradhan Pujya. Lower to that is Ava Pradhan Pujya. I am not yet mature. I am not able to think that this is Ishwar, the whole Jagat is Ishwar. What would I do? I am trying, I am striving that the whole Jagat is Ishwar, which is called Ava Pradhan Pujya. And the third one, I am not able to at all think that I will do only one murti. I have limited myself to one murti. So it is called Kriya Pradhan Puja. Kriya Pradhan, then we offer source of Puja. We do different things. So the lowest form of Puja is Kriya Pradhan Puja. Better than that, Mahapradhan. The best, according to Raman Maharshi, is Jagat is Ishwar. Where are we? We have not started even Ishtadev Puja. Then he says the next week, Japa. After Puja, he takes up Japa. He says, Uccha Mantasva, Uttamastva, Uccha Mantata, Chitta Jam Japa, Dhyana Muttam. So, better than Stuti is Japa. Stuti means we do Vishnu Sahasranam, Lalita Sahasranam. So, it is good. But it's better than that. Why is Japa? Why so? Because in the bhajan, require instruments. So instruments attract your attention. So your attention is there. In japa, no instrument. You have to concentrate without instrument. They say better than stuti. What is better? How to start with japa? So they first you start with uccha japa. Para suti gocharam. Others can also listen. Why so? When you loudly chant, at that time your mind is slowly come down to Mandaya. Your lips are on it. See, you are able to hear. Nobody else is disturbed. And the best is Chitta Janja. You are doing it mind. Slowly you should come to that level. Continuously like Tanpura. The job should continue whatever you are. And the Tanpura goes on. And you said, think Tanpura is continuous. Similarly, the job should be like Ajapaja. It will become effortless slowly. Even if you move on, you will continue. You have to come to that level. Chittajam japa dhyana muktam. Raman Maharshi says, equates that chittajam dhyana. It is as good as dhyana. And comes the chintanam. The seventh verse is, he says, how the chintanam should be done. Ajya dharaya srotsasanam sarana chintanam niradatavaram. In one verse, he is taking one topic. Now we come to the chintanam. He says, you start with viradata chintanam. Virata. Virata means when you first start chintana, there will be interruptions. The mind will go out because mind is habituated to going out in the object and thought in the world. It will go. Don't get worried about that. But let it go. Virata, think it again and again. Arjuna asks also this question to God. Oh God, this chanchal man, you are free to meditate in all that possible. He said, Abhyasi Vairagya. Two words he used. Vairagya, you have to have this presence to watch this world. Vairagya, why the mind? And slowly it will become saralata. Saralata means without interruption. But if you start with interruption, and slowly, slowly continue your practice, don't stop your practice, then it will become sarala. Sarala means there will not be any interruption. It will be viralata with interruption, and slowly without interruption. It gives two examples. Ajadharaya. The saral chintan should be all the like ajiva, right? The key point from the top, from one vessel to one another vessel, and forth, there is no interruption. It's continuous. Why it is continuous? Because there is a oil content in that. And oil content, the key is said to be, gives you snigdha. That's what love. Snigdha means love. So if you have got the love part in the jump, then it will come sarva. Up toward your ishtadev lying there, and it will come slowly. Nachidharaya, there is an effort. Now you have to make tea, you have to melt tea, you have to take the container up, then you pour. So effort is needed. Nachidharaya, goes the effort. Suppose the sasam, the river flows with no effort. From with effort, you will slowly come to the sarvata without interruption, and that will be without effort. Nachidharaya. Sarala chintanam viradatapanam. Sarala chintanam is better than viradatapanam. Uninterrupted chintan is better than interrupted chintan is contemplation. Veda bhavana somavitya sau bhavana vina bhavanimana. The 8th verse is veda bhavana. So this chintan can be of two types. First is the veda bhavana. Veda bhavana is bhakta and bhagavan are two different. I am not God. God and devotee. Soham ittisam, other is abhed bhavana, soham sah aham. We are one. Vithu upadhi, we are different. He has got the supreme upadhi. Vithu upadhi is sattva pradhan. My upadhi is rajas and tamas pradhan. So upadhi mind, we are different. But essence mind, we are one and same. The atma with Lord Krishna, the atma in me, one and same. From the essence mind, well, we are one and same. So soham, well, that is better conduct. Then, so long you think that you and Ishwar are different, you have to pay. And it must be the cycle of your death, birth, or death. So long there is a duality. So we have to come to a state where you think Saha Aham. That is a Bhavana Abhidha Pavani. Abhidha means there is no difference between him and me. That is better. Slowly from duality, we have to come to Soham. There is no duality. If you do this, then what will happen? Verse number 9, Raman Maharshi says, Bhavasunyasat, Bhavasusthiti. Bhavanabalat, Bhakti Uttama. This soham will take you to the bhakti uttama, uttam bhakti, it is para bhakti. And what is apara bhakti? The apara bhakti is when there is a community, and here being Ishtevta Puja, is called apara bhakti. It is not apar bhakti. In English, apar is a highest bhakti, no? Apara bhakti, the lower type of bhakti. Say, Bhakti Uttama. Bhakti Uttama is it is parabhakti when you become one. Soham. When we are doing this internam of soham, what happens? Bhava sunya sat bhava sustiti. You reach a state when it is bhava sunya. Bhava sunya means void of thought. Bhava means thought. Sunya means void of thought. No thought. And what remains? It is sat remains. Bhava sunya sat. Sat remains. And that is bhava sustiti. Outcomes. When you are doing soham, 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 there is a tripudi there. Tripudi means three things are involved. One is the contemplator or meditator, and there is a process of meditating and the object of meditation. Soham, 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 when you are doing, I am the meditator and the work is the process of meditating, and we are meditating on Brahman. What will happen? Bhava Sunya will come. Bhava Sunya means that soham soham, which you are mentally doing, that will drop. And that drop, the chanting drop, that the meditator is no more doing meditating process. You are meditating soham soham. Meditator is no more there. Soham is no more there. What it means? Existence. Sad. Sad means existence. Asti. Asmi. This bhava. That's all. Without no more thought, now already is there. How you reach Bhavana Bala? Bhavana Bala means by the power of soham. Bhavana you get me, the thought you get me, a soham. This soham, soham, soham became only so powerful, it becomes ill. And ultimately it drops. So you have this as soon as they be. Now soon, without it. And all disturbances are in mind. Continuously, all disturbances are in mind. So we started with Devabhava. Devabhava is duality. Devotee and Lord are two different. We came to Abhedabhava, Soha. In both meditation, there can be two divisions, Viral and Sava. Viral means when there is a duality, Bhakta and Bhagavan are two different. I am contemplating on Lord. At that time, there can be Viral interruption. And comes to Sava. In Abhedabhava, Soham, soham, in that contemplation or meditation also, there will be interruption first, then it will become sahab. So which bhavana palat is referred here? Is referred here sarala abhed bhava. With duality contemplation, without duality contemplation. With duality contemplation, there is viral, with interruption, there is sarala, without interruption. In abhed bhavana, I am doing contemplation on soham. That is viral, that is sarva. When I start soham, again my mind may go out with interruption and without interruption from viral to sarva. So viral and sarva is applicable to both bheda bhavana, abheda bhavana. Here the bheda bhavana, the thought process which is said is soham, which is abheda and sarva. And that thought process continues here, you will reach Bhava So what is the bull of this thought? What is the strength of this soham? Well, there are two points involved there. But the first point is that it is one thought without interruption. Soham, soham, soham. And second point is effortless. We have to start with effort, right? Ajyadharaya, Sohita Sarama. So such type of thought which is continuous, without interruption, and effortless, that will take you to Bhava Shunya Sthiti. Bhava Shunya Sthiti, thoughtless, there is no more thought. And how this happens? Well, Nairantram Dirghakala Asevita Dhridhumi, Nairantar. You have to do it continuously. And Dirghakala, don't say, I have done it for 7 days. With love you have to do, and you come to that state. Bhava Shunya Sthiti. Bhava Shunya Sthiti. Thoughtless. No thought. Soham thought is also thought. And then you stay there. That is Sustiti. Sustiti means Sustu Sthiti. Sustu Sthiti means Sukha Sthiti. It is a happy state. It is not Dukha Sthiti. Dukha Sthiti comes when the mind goes outside in the world. It is Dukha Sthiti. Sustiti. That is Sustiti. And you remain in that sthiti. How it happens? Gurudev used to give a beautiful example of the sleep. The sleep, what happens? You make all arrangements, like fan, keyboard, control, curtain, everything is written after that sleep on the slowly you are thinking about the thought, in the process of more thoughts. And the grace of the Lord comes every night. You are sucked into the sleep. This is not in your life. Sucking part is not in your life. The grace of the Lord, it will show that that part is in sleep, they take tablets, it's not enough. Similarly, in samadhi also, in coming to this bhava sunya sthiti, what we have to do? We have to do all the Gurudev used to say, in this last thought is hot. You have thought it. You know, Gurudev used to say, last thought, hot. No more thought after that. But the what in it? Skill, mind minus thought is equal to mind.
Interesting.
Consciousness plus thought equal to mind. Mind minus thought equal to mind. So this is bhava-sunya sthiti. There is no thought, what remains? Please care about bhava-sunya sthiti. How long will it take to reach bhava-sunya sthiti? Many ask this way. I said, Raman Maharshi, whatever he said, tell me how long, 2 months, 6 months, 1 year, no time. Depends on your prasada, on your practice. It depends on your vasana. How much vasana you have to reduce your vasana to a lower level by doing Kriya Yoga and Kriya Yoga. Then it will happen quickly. Otherwise, why can't that? Why the vasana? Your mind is continuously going. Interruption will be there. You will continue going into the sansara. The moment you sit on the meditation seat, the first thing is the Aaj Kya Karna. And the lady of the house will say, Aaj Kya Karna. And the lady of the house will say, Pray to the Lord instead of the Lord. This will happen. What happened to this soul? Soul ko kya hua? Sankaracharya said, it settles down like Katak Rainwat. Katak Rainwat means Katak dust was used earlier in for purifying the water. A sort of dust on bucket of water to sprinkle that. And Katak Rainwat will slowly take the impurities and settle down water. Impurities and Katak Rainwat. Green, clear water. Like Katak Rainwat, this Soham, it's like a sea. You have visited the man, you have united with the water. This is called the Parabhakti. So, Bhakti, Yoga, and Seer. Before starting Ashtanga Yoga, Maharshi, you say, verse number 10, which lights up both this Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, and the two which are going to follow. Ashtanga Yoga and Jnana Yoga. It said like a Dehli Deepak Nyaya. Dehli Deepak Nyaya. On the threshold, if you keep a Deepak at the lamp, that lamp will light the room inside also and outside also. So this is the middle place because Bhagavan Raman Maharshi has covered two, Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. And the two are still to come. So now he is going to tell us in verse number 10, what is the culmination of this? The goal, what is the proof, what we are going to get by doing these four practices? Karma Yoga, in the Bhakti Yoga, what was the starting point? Puja. Which puja you will start from? Kishi puja. Is para puja or apara puja? Next better is? Puja. First we have to start with that. Come Kriya Pradhan Puja to Bhav Pradhan Puja. And from Bhav Pradhan Puja to? Jnana Pradhan Puja. What is Jnana Pradhan Puja? That Jagat is Ishwar. God has taken different whole Jagat is Ishwar. Example, like ornaments. All ornaments are but gold in different forms. They explain a little bit. Gurudev used to say three rules for the logic of spirituality. What is the logic behind the spirituality? If you see the first law is that if there is an effect, there must be a cause. If there is a hearing, there must be a cause for that hearing. What is gold? If I see smoke on the top of the mountain, the cause must be there, the fire is gone. If I see a clay pot, the cause is. First law is, if there is an effect, there must be a cause. If we see the world is an effect, there must be a cause for this world. You can call it God, Creator, Brahman, Atma. Second law is, effect is nothing but cause in different form. Effect is nothing but cause in different form. Angle or hearing is nothing but gold in different form. Similarly, Jagat is nothing but the Creator himself in different form. You see the children. First law, if there is an effect, there must be a cause. Second law, effect is nothing but cause. What law is, if you take out cause from the effect, nothing, from the hearing, if you take out gold, can you show the form of the hearing? On the clay pot, if I take out the clay, can you show the creator from the whole jagat, can you show me the all name forms of the world? That is the law, which is expressing in different forms. So the highest puja is jagat isani. Jagat is after puja, jagat is better than the ajan. So it is not disheartening anybody to chant Vishnu Sahasrana or Vajita Sahasrana. The idea, he is saying better than this, do the japa. What happens in Vishnu Sahasrana? Vishnu Sahasrana chanting is not a japa. It is thousand names of the one Lord. But here in japa, what we are doing? We are doing the japa of one name of one Lord. Continuously chanting, Uccha, Mantra, and Chitta Japa. Then come to the Chinta, meditation. Third is the meditation. Meditation, there will be interruption, with interruption, then doubt. Then next is not suggesting any Lord that you do the puja of, or japa or chintan of Bhagavan Krishna or Bhagavan Ram. No, he's not saying that. He says that there can be with duality and without duality. With duality, Bhakta and Bhagavan, two different. Without duality, he and me, one and same. Better than duality, without duality. Without duality, without interruption is the best. Without duality, without interruption is saral. Without duality means abhed. Abhed, saral, bhavana is the best. What is that for the soham? From soham, you come to bhavasunyasthi. Bhavasunyasthi, that soham also, you have to use the term. This is parama. This is what is stated by Bhagavan Mahamasi. Verse number 10. You see, Kristale mana swastata kriya.
Kristale mana swastata kriya.
Bhakti yoga bodhasya nishchitam.
Bhakti yoga bodhasya nishchitam.
Kristale mana swastata kriya.
Bhakti yoga bodhasya nishchitam.
The aim of all yoga is one. Whether you want to go by karma yoga or bhakti yoga or jnana yoga or both. See the words here. Kriya. What kriya means? Karma yoga. Bhakti. Bhakti means bhakti yoga. Yoga means asnama yoga. Bodha means jnana yoga. All four. The aim is one. Culmination is one. Then he said, nishchitam, decided by both the wise people and the sastra. Both the sastra and the wise people say that the culmination or the aim or the fruit of all the four part is one and same. So what is that? Buddha, hitstale manas was that. Hitstale. Hit means there. It's not the pumping heart. Hit means atma. Stale means placing. Mana means your mind. Place your mind in Atma. That is the aim of all Atma. It's the day mana. Swastata. So that mind is swastha there. Now mind is swastha. Why mind is swastha? Because it becomes dukhi, na? It goes to sansara and jagat, it becomes dukhi. Then he will be sukhi. So that it's the day mana. So that when mind is placed in Atma, that mind is swastha. Otherwise, what is aswastha? When there is no pain or discomfort in the body, we say aswastha. But if there is a pain and discomfort, we say aswastha. I am not good. Aswastha. What is the state of mind now? Is it sukhi or dukhi? It is dukhi. Aswastha. When it will be sukhi? When this rips the le mana, that mind is placed in rhythmic atma. When the mind is placed in atma, then that state is swastha. So long it is not placed in the atma, it is aswastha. In Chandogya Upanishad, there is an example comes. Sakuni Sutre Prabhadha. Sakuni is a pattern is tied with a rod. Like in Mughal times, you will find in Jamindari family and all that, they used to have barrels and all that. They don't put in the cake on a bar, but there is a binding in the leg and tied to that. So the sakuni or the bird will be sitting on that. No cage outside, but it cannot fly. There is a rope. It keeps day, okay, you can go up to the second side, okay, and come back and then. The circle fly goes on all sides, but it gets rest only when it comes back to his ashram. It is like Ramakrishna also gave example that a bird is sitting on a ship, and the ship has started sailing towards Andaman, and when it has gone, it will be deep. How part of you see what happened? I'm sitting here, so fly is north, east, south, west, and more, and comes back to the ship again. So how this mind will be swastha here, peaceful here? But I see the Mahatma is beautiful example. But see, if you have got a pasu is an animal like in the Indian mind, they cultivate with the bulls and dogs and the animals. And one, you love that animal, there is no question of tying that animal to that cat. No required. You won't have to change that. At the end of the day, the farmer is coming and the ox, they are falling without any hope, without any change. Why? Because the farmer loves. Even in your home, your pet also, you will find that. You walk and your dog, not necessarily with the chain. Then they put the chain for some other reason. Otherwise, no need. They will just fall in. You stop somewhere, the animal will also. You cannot run away. It's not change. Why? Because similarly, the mind, when it comes to the Atman, gets some joy there. And once it gets some joy, it never wants to come out for this material. It's the day when it gets joy. And it doesn't want to come. More interested in the early things when you have to put in them for and you get it up in the end. When mind is there, taste, trust. We go to 5-star hotels, stay there for 2-3 days, but when we come back, our home, sleep on our broken pot also, he asks us more happier. Atta khana cha, better than paita. How long you can have paita to have it every day? On first was the moment. Guruji is very good example. The brain was hijacked, taken to Holland, taken to Switzerland, Scotland, but the passengers were saying, take the motherland, bring back to the motherland. Similarly, in this mind, asraya in path. So swastata of mind indicated here that when the mind is based in the Atman, that mind is swastha. So the aim of all path is abidance in the Atman. Like karma yoga, like bhakti yoga, like samadhi yoga, or raja yoga, or jnana yoga, or astik jnana. All four path, the ultimate aim is to make the mind abide the self. And that is the home of Atman. But the different mark has got the different temperament of people. It's not that all each and every person should go in for each mark. No. Gurudev has scientifically analyzed in the kingdom life that we have got two equipment, subtle equipment, which is mind. And there can be only four variations. There cannot be any other. Permutation and combination of two can be only four. Either the mind will be predominant, or the intellect will be predominant, or the mind and intellect will be equal, or mind and intellect will be undeveloped. Can there be any other combination? Only two equipments are there, mind and intellect, only four. So if you are emotionally, very emotional, that means predominance of mind is there. For such people, bhakti yoga is there. And when you are predominant intellectual, for such people, jnana. They are rational thinkers. They want everything analyzed. They want to reason for it. Like our children. Why you are liking them? Like this. Why you love this? There is a reason behind all. There is a science behind it. Why we like the land? Why we like this? They want to know this thing. Why? Tell me why. Otherwise, I will not. And there will be people who have got mind and intellect equal. For such people in the Karma Yoga. Sometimes they come to this side. Sometimes they come to this side. So they have to do the Karma. And there are certain people whose mind and intellect are not developed, for them there is hardly hope. There are four yoga scientifically analyzed by Pooja Gurudev. Here you will find some people are interested in the social work, helping others. Don't criticize them. Don't tell them by this you will not be able to come to home. You will not be able to purify your mind, or you will not reach your destiny. So they will also be interested. Ishwarartitam, Ichayartitam, the soul will come. If you do it the Karma Yoga way, you are helping others and also will be required. Next is bhakti. They do puja and japa for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. They are more emotional. They are power. They will do puja. Don't tell them why not to come to Vidyapa. They will prepare that way. Then comes Ashtanga Yoga. Ashtanga Yoga have got 8 steps for reaching samadhi. 7 steps help to reach the samadhi. Then jnana, in jnana pradhan, you have to have sadhana chatushtaya sampanna. Vivekha, vairagya, sat-sambandhi and mumuksha immediately. There are 4 different type of people, set of people. They have got a different path, but they will be reaching at one place. What is that? It is purification of your mind. Mind will be purified. When mind is purified, then comes your jnana. Without jnana, there will not be any mukti. Jnana is needed. So, karma yoga is Ishvara arpitam karma, prasad buddhi, mind purified, you go to the guru, guru gives you knowledge, liberation. Karma yoga, sadhana is this. Bhakti yoga, you do this puja, jap, chintana, come to again guru, you have to come to the guru. Why? Because of the knowledge. Starting from the puja up to the bhajan, there is no knowledge part even in that whole process. You have to come to, even Lord has said, the dhamma. The devotee is devoted to the Lord, it is his duty to arrange for the knowledge. He was Kali Bhakta and he used to talk to Mahali also. Mother arranged for Tota to come from North India, command and supply, permitted by God. He came all the way from North India to East India. When he came, then Thakur Ramakrishna said, no, I don't want to take knowledge from him. He went and talked to Mother Kali. Nanta has come, the naked soul. Nanta has come and he is telling me, give me this Nirvikalpa Samadhi. He wants to give the knowledge of Veda. And then he mother says, Rami, the Guru is needed. And in Parabhakti, what happened? Thakur Ramakrishna used to do Parabhakti when he used to do the Puja of the mother, stayed of offering garland to the one who paid, but don't limit it. Come to that stage, that you have an automatic. In Bhakti Yoga also, it is the same. Now some people, they don't like Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. I don't like Ashtanga Yoga, Raj Yoga, then go to the Dhyana, Samadhi. The Angi is Samadhi, the last portion of that Ashtanga Yoga is Samadhi. But before there are 7 steps. Those are the limbs, the Anga. Each Anga serves Angi. All these 7 steps help Samadhi. In order to reach to that state, Samadhi state, steps. So what are those steps? You just see the primary and you take the next lesson. So there are yama. Yama is the things to do. Yama and niyam, actually they discipline your life. Discipline at life level, you have to follow yama and niyam. What is this? Ahimsa, not harming others. Satya, always speak truth. Asteya, not stealing. Brahmacharya, celibacy. And aparigraha, not collecting too many things. Parigraha means collecting too many things. Aparigraha, not collecting. And each value has got its fruit also. This is the Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Like if you speak for 12 years, and whatever you speak, the prakriti will do it. Now we have to do first, and we get fruit. But if you speak truth for 12 years, Patanjali Yoga Sutra says, whatever you that is when you go to Sadhu and Mahatma, bless me. With the Sadhu and Mahatma, it comes blessing you, it is and put your hand on my head and bless me. I say something that will happen. Similarly, Ahimsa. Ahimsa, I say the Hinsa, violent animals, when you come close to you, they will not happen. Ahimsa. Similarly, all it is, but our purpose is not to discuss this Ashtanga Yoga. Preliminary, we will just see. And 5 are the yama and 5 are niyama, saucha, cleanliness. Cleanliness inside and outside. Outside cleanliness and the mental cleanliness, inside cleanliness. Santosh, contentment. At this point of time, we are not content. Right? Running the word, more money. We are actually discontent. Athwa, jaya, become devahamwa, it's more of a million devahamwa, million devahamwa, more. Tapa, austerity, swadhyaya, study of sastra. Ishwar Pranidhana, offering it to the Lord. yam niyam. We are disciplined at the life level. Asanam, these are the physical postures at body level. Disciplining body. Asanam for disciplining body. Pranayam, discipline of breath. See, the all disciplines are given. Discipline of life. And after that, discipline at the body level. Discipline at the breathing level. And pratyahara, discipline of senses. Pratyahara means withdrawing your senses from the world, from the sense object. Discipline at the sense level. And dharana, dharana is control of mind. Discipline at the mental level. And comes the dhyana and comes the samadhi. Raman Maharshi is not going to discuss all everything in detail. He will take us from pranayama on board to tell us what are the deficient points. What you will get by doing the snami. How much you teach that you will take. Oh.